I began to teach Marilyn calming techniques, such as focusing on breathing deeply, in and out, at 6 breaths a minute, while following the sensations of the breath in her body. This was combined with tapping acupressure points, which helped her not to become overwhelmed. We also worked on mindfulness, learning to keep her mind alive while allowing her body to feel the feelings she had come to dread, slowly enabled Marilyn to stand back and observe her experience rather than being immediately hijacked by her feelings. She had tried to dampen or abolish those feelings with alcohol and exercise, but now she began to feel safe enough to begin to remember what had happened to her as a girl. As she gained ownership over her physical sensations, she also began to be able to tell the difference between past and present. Now, if she felt someone's leg brush against her in the night, she might be able to recognize it as Michael's leg, the leg of the handsome tennis partner she'd invited to her apartment. That leg did not belong to anyone else, and its touch did not mean someone was trying to molest her. Being still enabled her to know, fully, physically know, that she was a 34-year-old woman and not a little girl. When Marilyn finally began to access her memories, they emerged as flashbacks of the wallpaper in her childhood bedroom. She realized that this was what she had focused on when her father raped her when she was 8 years old. His molestation had scarred her beyond her capacity to endure, so she had needed to push it out of her memory bank. After all, she had to keep living with this man, her father, who had assaulted her. Marilyn remembered having turned to her mother for protection, but when she ran to her and tried to hide herself by burying her face in her mother's skirt, she was met with only a limp embrace. At times, her mother remained silent. At others, she cried or angrily scolded Marilyn for making Daddy so angry. The terrified child found no one to protect her, to offer strength or shelter. As Roland Summit wrote in his classic study, The Child Sexual Abuse Accommodation Syndrome, initiation, intimidation, stigmatization, isolation, helplessness, and self-blame depend on a terrifying reality of child sexual abuse. Any attempts by the child to divulge the secret will be countered by an adult conspiracy of silence and disbelief. Don't worry about things like that. That could never happen in our family. How could you ever think of such a terrible thing? Don't ever let me hear you say anything like that again. The average child never asks and never tells.